Hello all sentient beings and welcome to the Transmissions Podcast, where we talk all Hasbro, Takara, and third party
Transformers!
On this episode of Transmissions, we are joined by Epic as we talk about Transformers Earthrise Runabout. Hershey's Kisses introduces a Transformers treasure surprise, and Jada Toys has some nano-sized G1 goodness lined up for you. Today is Wednesday, September 16th, 2020, and this is episode 399 of Transmissions.
Welcome to Transmissions, the podcast that is pretty sure Bob Woodward is in a bizarre world Geraldo Rivera sans mustache. I'm your host Charles, aka Big C, and I'm joined by the excellent Transmissions team, the extravagant Epic.
Hello.
And Daryl, the Cybertronian Beast.
How's it going? Let's talk Transformers.
All right. Jeremy and I are trading off. Last week I was out, and this week he is out. So are we the same person?
Does that mean I'm off next week?
I'll be off next week.
Okay.
Well, Daryl, I mean, you can stay home if you want to.
It was pretty fun. I mean, I'm having a good time.
Actually, we're all at home. We always record the show from home anyway, so never mind. All right. As always, we start out the show by thanking our Donatrions, those lovely people who give us money on Patreon and PayPal. And we have some two new announcements this week. First, we got two upgrades. Two of our Donatrions have upgraded. Gavin is now a duly appointed supporter of the Transmissions Podcast. Thank you, Gavin, for increasing your support. And we know we owe you a comic, so I think Jeremy sent that comic out to you soon. So you should be receiving it very shortly, I hope.
That's what he's doing right now.
I hope so. He has to drive it to you personally since the U.S. Postal Service is screwing everything up. So, but thank you, Gavin, for trusting us and upgrading your support before you even received it. So we appreciate it. And longtime supporter Dinobot Maximize has taken it to the next level. He is now a diecast Donatrion. Thank you, Dinobot. You've appreciated your support for years. So thank you for taking it to the next level.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And if you would like to become a Donatrion, just go to transmissionspodcast.com/support, and there you'll find links to Patreon and PayPal to do it. As we mentioned, we've started offering some new tiers for and different rewards, so you should check that out on our Patreon page. You can see all the information.
I'm really excited about these new tiers. When people start getting the stuff that they're upgrading their tiers to, this is going to be some exciting things. Like, there's one's a mug, right? And one's, mm-hmm. you know, some art. And so some other really cool stuff that's coming. And then we don't get it. But you guys are going to get this stuff. And it's really cool. Like, you know, we're honest enough to, you know, admit that we've struggled getting stuff out to people because Patreon's taking this on and saying, hey, yeah, we can fulfill, you know, the commitments of the tiers system. And if you want to send your Donatrion stuff, then we can definitely handle that. And I'm really excited to see what people start mm-hmm. getting and what they think of it, because we haven't gotten the, you know, the image back or the art back that we're doing. But we're excited to see what it turns out to be.
That's really cool.
Yep. All right. And if you don't have the chance to become a Donatrion, that's no problem. We still appreciate you listening to the show and enjoying us. If you do want some Transmissions merchandise, you can buy stuff at our Tee Public store. That is at transmissionspodcast.com/shop. And you've got shirts, masks, other different kinds of merchandise, all that good stuff. You can also check out our friend K-Girl's Tee Public page. That is at teepublic.com/user/superstarK. She's an awesome artist who's done some stuff for us in the past and has some cool designs. Also, this week, Empire of Rust episode 32, Who's in the Box? That came out on Monday, so it should already be in your podcast feed. If you are not already subscribed for Empire of Rust, just go to transmissionspodcast.com/rust. This is our live play RPG, Transformers RPG podcast. run by our awesome editor and producer, Mike Ordway, and his team of Transformers players. So it's a really cool adventure. They're currently in kind of a horror adventure where they've had to fight a Spark Eater, a couple of Spark Eaters. So it's an exciting game and podcast. So you should check that out, Empire of Rust. So let's get into talking some toys.
First up this week, we got something. It's not Transformers exactly, and it's not third party either. It's Diaclone. It's the Diaclone reboot line. It's their DA/65 Battle Convoy V Max, and this kind of struck me right in the you know right spot this week. I saw this thing come out, and I thought, you know what? This is cool. This is Diaclone, which is the originators of the Optimus Prime mold back in the early 80s. And that was obviously the history. Everyone knows the history. It was bought by Hasbro and turned into Optimus Prime and blah, 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 you know. But these guys are going back and producing a new Diaclone toy, calling it Battle Convoy. And they've put it in Optimus Prime colors, which is just a bring everything full circle. And I really love it. You know, it doesn't have the Optimus Prime, you know, look. Like, I mean, the chest windows really aren't there. But if you squint, it kind of has an Optimus Prime head. It turns into a truck, kind of. But it's there. It's an Optimus Prime-ish. So I've been calling this thing second party because it's, you know, it's not exactly first party because that's Hasbro Takara. But it's not third party because that's IP infringing. So it's second party. It's kind of in the middle there where it's its own thing. It's definitely its own thing, but you can tell it's based on something else, but it's not infringing any IPs. So
this is like what a true Cybertron Optimus would be like. It's like his pre-Earth.
I agree with that. It totally looks like that too. Mm-hmm. So I kind of feel like this is something that is really cool. I know that there's a history of Diaclone stuff. Like the new Diaclone stuff is kind of coming in hot mm-hmm. and being pretty pricey. So I don't know what this thing is costing right now. I haven't really looked, but the images of this thing are just wicked. And
that's like the sweetest battle station mm-hmm. ever.
Oh, it's so cool. And it's huge, right? Like it's massive. So Epic, looking at this thing, do you honestly, like, obviously, you get the Optimus Prime vibes, right? Like, you see what I
yeah.
see.
Yeah, you can't look at this and try to convince me it's not Optimus Prime. Okay.
Right.
We stole Optimus Prime. If anything, it kind of, what is that? Is that, like, the galaxy out there? It's like a weird...
Sure, yeah, okay.
Yeah, that galaxy Optimus Prime or something.
From Cybertron?
Siege, yes.
Oh,
one of the many wave figures that came out. I'm looking at them on my shelf right now, so that's why I'm like half distracted because I'm trying. Yeah, it looks just looks very similar to this guy with the crazy headpiece and stuff and whatever. So yeah, don't try. I definitely Optimus Prime vibes. There's no getting away from it. But it's cool. I really love this battle station alone is like so sweet. It just makes me want to set up all the little guys they got for it on there.
Mm-hmm.
Which also try and tell me that's not Optimus Prime's trailer.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. it's just basically lacking the logo.
Yep.
I just looked it up on BBTS just to see if there was a price, and there is. So it's pre-ordering right now, which is to be expected. It's very new, but it is $300. It's $299.99. So yeah, she's a spicy meatball. It kind of fits the bill. It's huge. It looks to be very, very large. Mm-hmm. According to the BBTS listing, the thing is 7.1 inches tall or 18 centimeters.
Oh.
It's, yeah. What's the length?
Yeah.
It's 18 and a half inches long. Like, it's just, it's massive. So.
Okay. That makes the $300 price tag not feel, well, maybe a little
it's still expensive. Yeah.
But at least it's not like some rinky dink thing that's like tiny. But yeah, mm-hmm. it is really cool that they, like you said, brought it full circle. Yeah. It's just super cool. I think it would be fun, even though it's not Transformers. It's like a, like I said, I would just get this and call it my Cybertron Optimus.
Right on.
It's like what he looks like pre-Earth.
Now, Charles, from what I understand, you currently hold a truck driver's license for Cybertron. I don't know how you got it, but you are capable. You are licensed to drive Cybertronian trucks on the planet Cybertron, which is pretty cool. Is this similar to the trucks you were trained on when you were spending your semester over there in Cybertron?
Well, you know, it's pretty easy to drive trucks on Cybertron because they all drive themselves. You just have to sit there. It's really easy to get the license. You just have to sit there and let them drive. You don't have to do anything. But yeah, this is super cool. I love this. This is, we talk about the makes me think of like a bizarro Optimus Prime, like an Optimus Prime from another dimension, you know, or another world where Transformers didn't exist and Diaclone toy line continued for 30 years and evolved into this. And it looks cool. And yeah, definitely it gives Cybertronian Optimus Prime vibes. It's all the accessories and different configurations here. Like it doesn't just turn into a truck and trailer. It's got this tank mode. It's got a little like helicopter mode, a little other vehicle that's looks like, you know, super badass roller. It's great. Super awesome. $300. It's probably not on my list, unfortunately. But yeah, this would be something cool to mess with.
Mm-hmm. Well, Christmas is coming, and we all know how well your wife treats you at Christmas time. So put it on your Amazon wish list.
She already let me get Unicron. I don't think it's it's in the cards for this one too.
Well, how will you know where the line is unless you push? I'm still pushing.
Just ask her if there's something she really wants.
Right.
You know, of exactly. Their exchange.
And does it rhyme with Diaclone Battle Convoy?
Probably not.
Well, I do have a second topic that I was going to mention today, and that is that we got Earthrise Runabout. And this was probably the worst kept secret in the world because we knew that he was coming. We had Run Amok had been shown off. We've known about Run Amok for like what, a year? Mm-hmm. As soon as they showed off Run Amok, we were like, okay, well, Runabout's coming, and here he is now. So he's just the black copy of Run Amok, and he looks great. They did exactly what I would have wanted them to do, which is copy the mold exactly, change the color, and change the windows. These two morons are fantastic little toys. All they got to do is swap some colors on them. There's really nothing else that needs doing. I haven't messed with the mold yet. Obviously, it might be starting to come out somewhere, but definitely not here. But, these two, you know, characters are some of the funnest little characters that ever graced the screen in the G1 cartoon, and definitely in the comics as well. But they were just buffoons, and they were just great to watch, and probably some of my favorite Decepticons just because of their just the shenanigans they got into. So this is an easy pickup for me. There's not much to say because I really haven't messed with the Run Amok mold yet, but Epic, what are your thoughts on getting these two, and would you get one and not the other? I don't know how. I know you've watched the G1 series, but yeah. These guys, in my mind, this is a pair. You have to get them together.
You don't have one without the other. That would be like a cardinal sin. They're a pair. You got to have them together. So I'll be picking up these two bros. They'll be hanging out on the shelf at all times together. Okay, we won't be separating them. And yeah, no, I'm super excited to get them. I really love their car molds. I think those look great. And then their robot mode, they're perfect. Yeah, super excited about them.
And Charles, I know that your experience, I mean, you prefer the comic book side of these guys. And I don't know what to tell you. There's really not a lot of comic book, you know, into these guys here. But Runabout's, he's cool. He's got a red window. And I know that I generally when
you can't beat a red window.
Well, generally when you get upset, I know that you see red. So then this is a very, very thinly, you know, constructed metaphor for something that you should buy.
Daryl, I think you need to quit while you're ahead.
I'm struggling here, man. I'm really struggling here.
Well, I will tell you, I don't think these guys were ever in the G1 cartoon. They were only in the comics.
They were in the G1 cartoon.
I don't think so.
They were.
I thought they were.
They totally were.
Otherwise...
Because one of my favorite episodes is when, I can't remember which one, but he's riding Blastoff and shooting space shuttles out of the air with that crystal gun.
Okay.
Look it up.
I trust you, Daryl. I'm not gonna try to like super fan over you or anything like that. That's, you know, I'm mistaken.
I'm gonna hear about this after the recording.
But I do love their first appearance in the Marvel comics when they they put graffiti on the Statue of Liberty, and I always liked how they were dumb punks and they saw like a human kid being an asshole and they were like, oh, we should be assholes too and let's start doing graffiti. And then they do their graffiti in Cybertronian instead of English, and the humans are like, what is this? So they're like disappointed that the humans don't get mad because they don't write in English. And then when they finally figure out to write in English, they write "humans are wimps" on the Statue of Liberty, and they're very pleased with themselves. So these guys are great. It's great to see the Battle Chargers, and definitely these guys are a pair, although it's, you know, unfortunately, you know, Hasbro does have to hurt the collector a little bit because I guess Run Amok, he's a mass market release, so he's in stores, but Runabout is an exclusive, only available on certain sites, so he's going to be limited. Everyone who wants both of them, you got to strategize and figure it out. That's unfortunate. Mm-hmm. I mean, it would be nice to just have a two-pack, but yeah, Hasbro doesn't make it easy for the collector, unfortunately.
Next year. Next year, they'll issue the two-pack. Right on. I guess that's all that I brought to the show this week. And since Jeremy's not here, we're going to go all the way to Epic and see what you got. What did you bring to the show, Epic?
Alrighty. You know me. I have brought some Jada Toy G1 Transformer Nano Hollywood Rides news, which is that the latest pack, 3-pack, is now looking to be available in U.S. retail. It was spotted in Wisconsin for $5.97. But in the pack, we've got a Jet Starscream, a Volkswagen Bumblebee, and then Truck Optimus Prime, looking all sweet and cool. I will be keeping an eye out for these guys to add to my little growing collection of these cute, fun little collectibles. What about you, Daryl? You care about these little nano rides at all?
I've seen the movie versions of these, right? The past waves in Toys R Us stores. I've been keeping an eye out and just kind of glancing over to see if they've gotten the G1 versions, and they haven't had them. At whatever point they do, I will likely get these.
Awesome. I mean, how couldn't you?
Of course I have to, but I probably won't open them. I'm looking at them and I'm like, I don't really need a tiny little micro machine version of Optimus, Bumblebee, and Starscream, but keeping them in their package makes it much more convenient for me to move them around. So it's,
yeah, I suppose. So you want to hang them up as wall art, but yeah. Charles, what about decorating your desk with these?
I could see that. I mean, especially for it looks like the price at Walmart is $6 for 3 of them. That's pretty good.
Yeah, they're like the perfect little knickknacks on your desk, and they're not taking up the whole surface area and everything. They're just too adorable.
And plus, bonus points for getting Bumblebee to be a VW Bug. I like that. And yeah. These look good. I mean, it's still a little weird. They don't transform. I mean, I know Hasbro doesn't let licensed merchandise transform, unfortunately. But yeah, these are cool.
My second topic that I have, I didn't even know was a thing. You can purchase these Hershey Kisses Transformers Milk Chocolate Treasure Surprises They're at Walmart. They're these cute little bin things. I don't know. You buy them and you get, what was it, 4 kisses inside. So they're being a little skimpy on the kisses. But you get a small Transformers figure, and there's 5 to collect. Optimus, Bumblebee, Starscream, Megatron, and Grimlock in evergreen design. So these are just fun little things. You can hop by Walmart. Apparently just they're there on the shelf in the candy aisle, I suppose. But yeah, they're just these cute little plasticky looking tiny figures that are just go next to the Nano Hollywood rides. And so, Charles, are you going to be picking up any of these to share with the family and have fun opening blind packs?
I got to say, I'm less enthusiastic about these. I think the nano vehicles look a lot better than these guys. I mean, these guys look.
Yes. Yes. There's no. It's. Yeah. I'm not going to disagree with that because no one can.
these guys look pretty cheap. I mean, they're.
Yeah. But Daryl, what about your daughter? She likes Hershey Kisses, right? She's got to like Hershey Kisses. Does she like then having surprise Transformers inside of the box?
Well, I think she'd probably be just happy just having the chocolate. But yeah, I mean, I'm looking at these and I'm thinking, is this what you guys have for instead of having, what is it, Kinder Eggs?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I knew exactly. Yes.
So
most likely.
Because you guys can't have toys inside chocolate or inside food. Right.
Right. We got to have them inside a bin.
It has to be inside a package, which then also contains food. So you don't accidentally eat the toy.
Well, we got to save the children.
Right. Of course.
Well, we do have I think Kinder has found a way around it. They have Kinder Surprise. So they're not Kinder Eggs. They're Kinder Surprise.
Oh, yep. I have seen those.
Right. Yes.
So really, Hershey Kisses really is ripping off them, aren't they? Because they're calling it a treasure surprise.
I believe so.
Yeah. But yeah, those are my 2 topics that I had for today. I will go ahead and hand it off to Charles.
All right. Well, I have another exclusive that was revealed this week. And this is from the Mirror Universe, so Shattered Glass, the Shattered Glass Optimus Prime and a Shattered Glass Ratchet are the new Generation Selects exclusives revealed this week. So if you like your Optimus Prime and Ratchet from an alternate universe where bad is good, up is down, that's where they're from. So I still am surprised this is a thing. I mean, we have some feedback talking about this from one of our listeners, but yeah, I mean, it wasn't last week, but the last time I was on the show, we talked about how there were too many Optimus Primes, and here's another Optimus Prime.
Surprise!
And he's purple, so yay.
I mean, you can't beat that purple and green combo.
And Ratchet looks pretty good too. I mean, I guess since Ratchet is evil here, he's a sadist and not a medic. I don't know, but yeah, this is taking the old Star Trek show and continuing the, you know, the opposite universe. You know, another example of Bizarro. it's Bizarro Prime, Bizarro Ratchet. So there you go. Epic, any interest in these guys?
Probably not. I mean, they're obviously cool from my perspective. I think I love their colors. Okay. If I was, you know, doing the girl move here, I'd be like, ooh, that purple and green look really sweet. We should just get those because they look cool. But like, as far as like Shattered Glass and really knowing much about that, and because I know it's a whole thing, I never got into that yet or anything. So I would just buy them because they look cool, and I'd probably only get the Optimus, but I don't, like you said, how many Optimus Primes do we really need? Oh, okay. They make Optimus Prime into everything. Like, just pulling up these articles we're looking at, I saw that there's a Pepsi truck Optimus Prime. Like, they will stop at nothing. So, no, I probably won't get these. I do love their color palette, okay? But, no, I'll probably just admire them from the side. Be like, those are neat.
How about you, Daryl? I know you are big into the Mirror Universe because you have a goatee. So you are the Daryl from the Mirror Universe, and there's a good Daryl somewhere out. Or maybe you murdered the good Daryl and took his place in our universe. So so what do you think of these Shattered Glass guys?
Just give me a second while I shave. I mean, we've talked about the Shattered Glass universe before on the show, and for anybody who's hasn't listened in like 100 episodes or so, it hasn't been brought up for a while since BotCon died. But I'm not a huge fan of Shattered Glass and the Mirror universe. The idea that it's continuing, post BotCon is it irks me. It's something like, I get the idea of a Shattered Glass Optimus Prime because I'll agree with Epic, the color palette is cool. Yeah, I really do like it. The crack in the windshield and everything like that, it really just fits. It's a really cool looking figure. But rename it. Call it something else. Call it a, alternate universe Optimus Prime. Oh, wait, that's taken.
How about Nemesis Optimus Prime?
I don't know.
Oh, wait, never mind.
oh, shit. That was taken too. Bizarro World Optimus Prime. Yes, okay. That was what we can do. But I like it. It looks good. But again, we've gotten to the point, like you were saying, that we're reaching a threshold on Optimus Primes that nobody's going to give a shit anymore. Unless you're a person who specifically collects Shattered Glass Optimus Primes, which, to be fair, there are enough of them out there that you can collect just Shattered Glass Optimus Primes. The Ratchet, I mean, they needed two figures. This is one that's coming out right now. Let's, make a Shattered Glass version. Ratchet's already a white vehicle. Shouldn't he be black? I mean, what? The opposite of white is not also white.
They really messed that up, didn't they?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, the opposite of white is not white. So
maybe it's eggshell.
It could be eggshell. It's a very, very light beige. But I don't know. The figures are cool. It's, it's not like they're using the Siege Optimus anymore. It's definitely the Earthrise Optimus, which was, a categorically better figure without the trailer. So it's, they're good figures. I'm not going to deny that. It's just, do we need them? And that's really the question I'm asking. It's another pass for me on this. I'm not really interested in that kind of stuff, but there are people that will buy this, and that's what they're aiming for. So kudos to them. They're getting a figure and more power to them.
And it looks like, since it's a two pack, it will not come with the trailer for the Optimus Prime figure. So it's just the Cab and the Ratchet. So, and this is from, this is exclusively available at Entertainment Earth. So you have to order it from there. Yeah. Shattered Glass is a weird thing because it's only, as you mentioned, it came out of Fun Publications that was running BotCon. They did a lot of it as exclusives for their convention, and then other like figures they offered through their service, and then they had fiction in their comics that they produced separately. But it, it's never been like a main Transformers, push or media thing. So it's kind of weird to have this pushed into the main line now.
Yeah, I mean,
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say there is a MP10 version of Shattered Glass Optimus as well. But again, I'm sure it was an exclusive for something. But you don't really see it that often in the main line. Were you going to say something, Epic?
Since I don't know too much about the Shattered Glass, but like you were saying, it came out of the one convention, right? It's not like it's a ongoing thing. Like, wasn't it just kind of a short run?
Well, they had it for, I don't know how many conventions they had. They had like one convention, they made figures that were repaints of other figures. And then they had comics that they produced. They produced a few comics. The company that did the convention produced a few comics about it. And then I think they produced a few other figures through their subscription service. So it was not a huge thing, but it had like more than one
right.
iteration. So
okay, yeah, okay.
Yeah, so it was not. It was. Yeah. It's never been big, but yeah, it's always kind of weird because it's already a parody of an old Star Trek episode. So it's like you're three steps removed from the original idea, which was just a Star Trek episode, and then you took it to Transformers, and now you're pushing it out to just an excuse to an excuse to do weird repaints, I guess.
or are they going to do
maybe
something with
I don't know.
Nah, they're just trying to get money.
Just weird repaints. All right, I have one additional topic, and this is more rumors. So we've got some grainy images about what looks to be potentially Studio Series 86 Hot Rod. So this could be the new Hot Rod figure from the new 86 movie-based line that's supposed to be rumored. We've had rumors of this for months, but we haven't seen any pictures. But now we have this, you know, this grainy image that looks very weird. This is also the picture quality is similar to what we got with the ARC rumors that we talked about a few weeks ago. There's also a Jazz that's potentially going to be in the Studio Series 86 line. And then the last rumor we had is a Fossilizer for the Kingdom Transformers War for Cybertron Kingdom line, which is a looks like a, you know, a fossil like a T-Rex bones that then transform into weapons. So weird. I mean, all these pictures are really weirdly photoshopped and distorted. So take this with a huge grain of salt. But I got to say, at least the Studio Series line, 86 line, is really interesting to me. I would love to see a animation, you know, at least a more accurate animation model Hot Rod. And then Jazz, I mean, it's nice to see Jazz, another figure of Jazz. But I mean, the picture just looks like the animation model. So I'm not really sure if this is actual, you know, these rumors are, it might just be.
I feel like I'm looking at those, I don't know, they're plastic things you cut out and you, like, melt them in the oven or something. Yeah, Shrinky Dinks. That's what I feel like I'm looking at.
This is weird. Maybe we shouldn't even be reporting on this. This is maybe this is just a big fat nothing. But we've had several rumors about the Studio Series 86 line, so I hope that's still coming. But the Epic, would you be interested in this 86 movie based line?
Yes, I would. If they came out with this Hot Rod, that would be the coolest. I'd be super excited. We have a KO Masterpiece Hot Rod, MP28 or whatever. And so that's like the only figure Hot Rod I have. And it would be super sweet to have like the Studio Series and then to have it go with all the other ones. If they came out with the Jazz and the Grimlock, that'd just be so cool. That'd be so cool. Yeah, I get super excited about this because I really love all the G1-ness of everything. And if they keep that up, they'll be getting a lot of my money.
Yeah, I got to say, probably me too. Daryl, 86 movie, are you in?
Likely, if it is the thing that everyone's talking about and rumors are flying around about. I go on the other side of Epic where I have a bunch of figures of everybody in the 86 movie already. I'm also crazy and have to have all the cool new stuff. So this Hot Rod looks pretty awesome. Hot Rod's been one of those figures which they really never seem to get right. So if they can finally have one that's, you know, good and, you know, can do a proper transformation and look like a decent, you know, futurized sports car, then I'm really happy about that. A Jazz based on the 86 movie. He wasn't in the movie long. I don't believe he spoke.
He did speak. Roger did me, he? Wilco me, anything.
Yeah, okay.
Hello, Earth.
Oh, right. Yes.
You remember that, Daryl. Just didn't
speak very much. I do remember that. That was Blaster, though. That was Blaster's name.
You know what it is, Daryl, is that I haven't bought a bunch of masterpieces or anything, so I have very limited G1 things. So if they come out with this type of toy line where I can pick up G1 looking characters for like 20, 30 bucks, then I'm all set. I don't have to buy masterpieces.
That's true. Yeah. So I'm excited about the potential of what everyone's talking about and the rumors that are flying around about the 86 Studio Series line. The potential is I'm worried that the hype is getting too high and then, you know, we'll get all let down if it doesn't turn out to be what it is. So, you know, I'm trying not to get overzealous about it.
I mean, we did have those pictures of that Cyclonus prototype that look really good. I hope that really is good, part of this line. So, but we'll see. Yeah. All right. Well, that is all the toy topics. So we will move on to our trips to the store. This is where we show off all the cool Transformer stuff we got this week. We do this as a YouTube video so you can see everything we got in beautiful high definition. But we'll put the audio right here in the podcast so you can keep listening and you can hear us describe all the stuff in loving detail. So without further ado, trips to the store.
The Transmissions Podcast will return after these messages.
I'm going to start it off with Epic.
Alrighty. Well, this week, my trips to the store, we're going to go back in time a bit where I got the Deluxe Shatter Studio Series 40 guy. But that was a while ago. But what's exciting is that I finally got my hands on the Jet. So the 59. So this took forever to find. This is everywhere. But got them both. And in robot mode, they look pretty similar and stuff, but they definitely have like different facings or whatever. But here's this guy all up. Okay, that's going to be really
nice.
I don't know if it's focusing. But yeah, it's not too bad under their legs. But yeah, so there's that gal. Just excited to have it. I don't know, kind of bummed that they couldn't do a triple changer like they're supposed to, but I guess it's nicer to have like the sweet versions of the car she's supposed to be in, the sweet Jet she's supposed to be, whatever. just more money. But then my final trip to the store, I have to thank my friend across the lake and river.
Ah,
Daryl.
That's me.
Got my little Prime here. Not out of the box yet. Seems a little sacrilegious at the moment. This seems so collectory. And we haven't seen it yet in the U.S. that we just want to hold on to it and look at it all shiny for a bit. It'll probably come out eventually, but this guy. So, thank you.
No problem. Carol. It's cool, eh?
Yeah, so seeing it in person, it's like, wow, that looks sweet. All like the detailing on the leg and stuff down there. Okay. This backwards thing, it's hard to navigate. You guys wait. But yeah, no. So yeah. It's super cool, and I'm really excited that we did go ahead and get that. So hopefully, I'm really kind of hoping they make more little Transformer ones, because I just think that would be a really neat collection. But that
would be
my
your
trip
next
to the store.
Transformer to become a pony that you would pick.
Well, you know me, I love Soundwave.
Nice.
Although maybe it would be neat if they did. Well, okay, Megatron makes sense, right? You got to have the good and the bad. But then, I don't know, weirdly, like, Shockwave seems like a fun guy to try to do. Maybe it has,
would
like,
you turn
a
one
visor.
Of the,
like a,
would you turn one of the hooves into, like, the just a like a,
yeah,
a peg leg?
Yeah, a peg leg. Yeah, exactly. I think that would be a fun one for them to do.
Cool. I do have some comics for the last couple of weeks. As I mentioned, Transformers 84 issue 3. We are reviewing this in Transmissions Alt mode this week. This came out a couple weeks ago, but yeah, it's cool. I'm enjoying this series. The art is awesome. I like the retcons back into the old Marvel series. It's really cool, and I'm enjoying it. Also got Transformers Galaxies issue 9 that came out last week as well, and Transformers My Little Pony number 2. So yeah,
nice.
Cool little comics. Also, we had, I don't know if you remember, we had, Jeremy was participating in the Bluefin Brand streams that they did a couple weeks ago. And in conjunction with that, Bluefin Brands ran a sale for some of their Transformers model kits. And I saw Bumblebee on sale and I got it.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Yes, that is so sweet.
So
I'm envious over here.
Yeah, this was on sale. It's normally $50. It was on sale for $35, so I picked it up.
Oh,
and
nice.
Yeah.
Have you built your other one yet?
That is my shame. I have the Autobot Megatron, and I have this one now, and I have not opened them yet, so I need to get on that. I need to find some time and put these guys together. But yeah, this guy is really cool. He's got that little helicopter pack and the hammer. It's just a cool figure. And yeah, I just need time to put it together. That's my big problem.
Time.
But yeah, I was really happy to see this on sale because I had missed this when it first came out. So I was glad to pick it up.
All right. Well, I guess I'll start with the comics again, too, since you're back on the show. Got to do comics again. This is Galaxies number 9.
Hey, I've seen that before.
Yeah. This was a good book. You know, we reviewed it last week. Then we got My Little Pony number 2. And that's a fun book as well. We'll review that eventually. Then we got the one we're going to do this week. This is Transformers 84 number 3. And this cover, this is the Guido Guidi cover. This is just stellar. There it is. Yeah. And then I did pick up a second B cover as well. So
I was just gonna ask, because obviously I'm not too familiar in the comic world. I know you got the different covers and all that stuff. Now, are these covers, y'all got the same cover, so I'm wondering, do you all have the same taste, or is it that those are the only covers you can get? But I see you did get a second one. So.
Right. So most, Transformers covers for sure, they usually do an A, a B, and then a retailer incentive cover, which is usually for every 10 copies of the book you order, they'll give you one of the RI, they call it. And that's how it works. So the A and B are generally cost the same. It's just two different. It's usually 50% of each. And then the RI, since it's rarer, it's free to the store because they ordered so much, but they get to charge whatever they want. Some will charge a dollar or two more than what the regular price is. Some will charge like $10, $15 for it because it's harder to get.
Because they can.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, it could be free. They could give it away to a customer that, you know, they like a lot too, right? So it's really no skin off their back. But that's how those work. And then there's other places who can order their own cover, like we did with ours back a few years ago, and have a specific cover made for one particular book.
So when you ordered these ones, though, did you pick, or did you just get what they sent you?
When we did ours, you
have the same covers and stuff.
I got given the ones that my store gave, and then I had another one that I picked up off the shelf as well because I wanted to get the different one.
And my store does not order a lot of Transformers comics. I think they only order it for me, so I just get cover A. Yeah, I just usually get cover A because that's all they order.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah. So there is benefits to finding a bigger store because you'll have more access to different stuff. I did get a couple toys this week. One, this is the end of that eBay purchase saga that I was talking about a little while ago. So if you'll recall, it's not out of the box, but I can kind of open it. I did get this. This is that add-on set for Ironworks. So it's that gun and, you know, propeller thing that you can add on to him. It's the Shockwave Labs number 75 that really didn't cost me all that much, but it's really small. And when I bought it off a guy on eBay, he sent me two, thinking that the second one was supposed to be the other part I ordered. Well, it wasn't. It was supposed to be this is New Age Jazz.
Oh.
When I didn't get my New Age Jazz instead of my a second one of those things, it was kind of a pain in the butt. So I'm pretty stoked to get this thing now, and it is just, it's awesome. I really like the way that this guy looks.
It does look pretty cool.
See if you can get a, it's not going to go, whatever.
No, it's like, I know your head is right.
Yeah.
Just can't.
So, but it's pretty cool, and I like it. It's very, very articulated, and I've been able to have it in its car mode a couple times, and, you know, its transformation is really, really cool. And I'm really excited to have this thing.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, I like these little New Age guys. So yeah, he's here's a comparison with him and that New Age Bumblebee that they did a few years ago.
Nice.
So,
they're so adorable.
They're tiny, and there's so much little
and
pieces
they transform?
To move. Oh yeah, fully transform. And this will please. Too bad Jeremy's not here this week, because this would be right up his alley. This is a Beast Wars figure, I think, but it might be a G1 figure in the third season. I'm not so sure. This is Shadow Panther, Beast Wars Shadow Panther. So it's a Cheetor, but not a Cheetor. So Yeah, it's a black Cheetor. He's cool. He's a Beast Wars figure, and he's one of the rarer ones. So yeah, so I picked him up. I like the Beast Wars toys. They're cool.
I still haven't watched it, so I have no input.
Me neither. This is a water gun.
Oh.
Did you know that? Yeah, that's cool. The first wave of Beast Wars figures, they put water guns in the toys because people would play with the water guns and toys at the same time. So a lot of them were wrecked. Anyway, that's what I have this week. Just a couple of cool figures. I'm really excited to have that Jazz because that's kind of fun. Yeah, he's really a cool figure to mess around with. But that's it. That's all I got.
All right, and that will do it for this episode of Trips to the Store.
We now return to the Transmissions Podcast.
All right, we're back from our trips to the store, and we're going to move on to convention news.
All righty, today in convention news, we've got the 2020 Hasbro PulseCon convention exclusive early access dates out. So we've got at 9:23, September 23rd, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, early access for Hasbro Pulse Premium members. Don't forget, as always, there's limited quantities while supplies last and limit of one per customer. And then for those of you who are not Hasbro Pulse Premium members, which I assume most who listen to this podcast are, but if you aren't, you have to wait till September 24th at 12 p.m. Eastern, and then it's open to fans in U.S. and Canada only, and same rules apply. Limited quantities while supplies last, limit of one per customer. So that's exciting. Will you guys be checking out this PulseCon?
Definitely.
We'll definitely be checking it out, but I for sure fall in the second category.
Yeah, they just don't care about their Canadian fans, I guess. Or you should just do the right thing and finally move to the U.S.
Oh my.
You'll get all these
all those all wonderful
these early
things.
Deals.
Yeah.
All these
yeah.
wonderful things.
Oh, so
it's
many,
a land
so much.
Of honey and milk over here. I don't know if you know that. So yeah, check
I keep
those.
Hearing
mark
that.
Your calendars. Yeah. Mark your calendars. Don't forget yours is the 24th, Daryl.
Right.
The last bit of news we've got is the TFCon Online Virtual Transformers Convention is going to be October 24th, starting at 10 a.m. And then the end date is October 25th. 5 p.m. I assume it's not pulling an all-nighter, but they've got a Facebook events page here that you can check out, and it's going to be online. Yeah, don't see much news on here. Is there much you guys know?
They haven't
about
put
this?
Out any information yet, really, other than this announcement. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, this is in lieu of all the TF cons that got canceled this year. I know you were planning to go to your first TF con in Orlando.
Yep.
Earlier this year, and yeah, that got canceled. Then,
yeah, super bummed.
And Toronto got canceled, yep. And everything else.
Yeah. And then I thought maybe the Toronto one that's just across the way, but no. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I see here on their banner, it's you got exclusive toys, third party previews, product previews, guest Q&A panels, then Transformers fan panels, and artist commissions. So should just be a fun, jolly time. Hopefully. We'll see. Have more news soon about that. But again, October 24th and 25th. Check it out.
Yeah. I think it's going to be fun. I'm definitely looking forward to this as well. If you'll recall, after the cancellation of the Orlando one, they put the third-party panel, which is always a very popular panel, they put it online, which I recall because we were all, quarantined at home. And I just sat in my living room and watched it on TV, which was actually kind of fun. it did lack it lacked the audience reaction, which is always a really it's an understated component of the third party panel, you know, because you're all sitting in the same room.
Yeah, for sure. So you don't see conventions being one of those things that when things go back to normal. They'll not remain digital. You see them going back to having big in-person conventions again.
That's a really good question. And I know that the people who run these big, big conventions are really trying to figure out how to do this and still make money at it. So,
I don't know.
I really want it to go back to the way it was, but there's a certain level of you know, fear involved, right? So, you know.
Yeah. And then it's one of those things too, like as we get used to doing things online and virtually and stuff, and people start to see, well, hey, this was much easier to do this way and way less nonsense to deal with. You wonder if they'll keep doing it, or if it's like everyone misses the in-person aspect of stuff, if they'll go back.
Right. And that's for a lot of us, that's the, you know, a real big draw is you spend the entire year conversing with people online. Like, I don't see Charles other than Sunday evening digitally, and we get together and we talk, and but then there's a lot of people who I only talk to on Twitter, right? And I don't even see their faces, you know. So we get together one time a year, maybe twice, and that's when we can kind of let loose and talk about, you know, stuff and catch up. And it's a really social aspect, and that really has not been able to translate over the digital aspect. Sure, we like going and getting exclusive toys and seeing the new stuff and talking to guests and fan panels, and that's all great, and seeing the artists. The artist stuff is really a big miss as well for me. But seeing the friends that you made over the course of that year and previous years, and meeting new friends and that kind of stuff, that's a big miss, and you cannot get that digitally.
Yeah, it's I hope there's a vaccine for COVID-19 that'll be ready by middle of next year, because I don't know if TFCon Toronto in 2021 is going to happen. If there's not a vaccine by then, are people still going to be interested in traveling and gathering, or do you have to limit the capacity so that you can do the proper social distancing and all that stuff? I mean, that would be the other way to go. But then you're super limiting the amount of people you can have.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how stuff happens down the road. Yep. That does it for convention news.
All right. And we will finish up the show with feedback. All right, we got a couple of Twitter messages from one of our longtime Donatrions, Robin. He is Robinus Prime on Twitter. Robinus_Prime, if you're looking. So, Daryl, I think this first one is for you, because I have no idea. I don't know if you know, but I know definitely that I don't know. So Robin asks, do you or anyone know why we still haven't had color pictures of Mastermind Creations Deathsaurus when they are showing colored pics of two brand new and very nice looking reformatted figures? But this was due out in 2019 and no one is allowed to blame COVID-19.
That's a good question. Sometimes figures go back to the drawing board. I mean, I don't know anything definitively about this figure. There's always the idea that it's just not ready, or the company is not happy with it, or perhaps it didn't when they put it up for pre-order, if it is even up for pre-order, which I think it is. Yeah, it is. It's up for pre-order. So maybe they aren't happy with the amount of pre-orders that are coming in, right? You know, something like that. Maybe it's just stuff that they're not actually moving ahead with.
Yeah.
The closest thing I've got is something from the TFCon Orlando kind of third party panel that we were just talking about, and they are still just prototype images.
This figure looks sweet, I'll say that, even though it's not colored.
This has taken a long time for them to create. I'm sure it's probably getting very close, if not already there. You got to remember, most of this stuff would likely be revealed at a convention, and with the lack of conventions, they really have been slowing down on the reveals, right? So this is why we're seeing a lot more of the Mastermind stuff come out in the last little while. So I would expect to, you know, if they do have a fully, you know, formed color prototype, that we'll probably see one in the next little while.
All right, Robin, we're pulling for you. So hopefully your dreams come true. But yeah, that's our best guess. All right, Robin also has... a comment about Optimus Primes. So he mentions he's on a lunch break listening to Transmissions episode 397. And Charles is angry about another Prime figure, which cracks me up because I just ordered the Shattered Glass version. I really like the Earthrise version of the model. Agree with Daryl, the trailer sucked. I don't think I was angry.
Well, he's angry again this week.
I don't
think
I was angry, just disappointed. Yep. I don't know.
Oh, there's the parent line coming out right now. I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed.
Just disappointed.
That cuts deeper every time.
If only Hasbro had the feelings of a child and not no feelings of a mega corporation, so it would feel bad when its fans were disappointed. But yeah, I mean, we already talked about this in the toy section. None of us is really interested in yet another Optimus Prime, but clearly there are people who are still looking for it. So Robin, enjoy your Shattered Glass Optimus. We did say the colors are really nice, so that's cool. Enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And that one is without the trailer, so you don't even have to get the sucky trailer with it. So there you go. All right. Well, that is all the feedback for this week, and that will do it for this episode of Transmissions. Epic, thanks for joining us again, and tell everyone where they can find you online, all your stuff.
Yeah, go ahead and head on over to epicsuicide.com. That's EPYK suicide.com. And all my social media links are available right there.
All right. And we will see you next time. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Later.
Oh, and last thing, I forgot. We got to give a shout-out to John Forex Levengood, our masterpiece Donatron. He gets a shout-out at the end of every episode. So, sorry.
You were not forgotten. Thank you.
Snuck it in there.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to this episode of Transmissions. But just because this episode is over doesn't mean the Transformers fun has to stop. Join us and other Transformers fans on our Discord chat server by visiting transmissionspodcast.com/Discord. If you would like to learn more about how you could support the Transmissions Podcast, just visit transmissionspodcast.com/support. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you again next week.
Good job throwing me under the bus pre-bus.
It's giving you credit, not throwing you under the bus.
Okay. All right. Good. Credit for something that we haven't done yet. So if it fails, I see what you're doing.
De-de-de-de-do. No soundboard. Jeremy's not here. Michael, fix it in post.
It'll sound great.
I just gave him a free outtake.
Oh, he's collecting them. You know he is. He's got a folder full of just your musings.
Dee 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 dee. Da 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 da. We now will return to the Transmissions Podcast. And Derek does it great. I can't imitate Derek.
Oh, my bad. I missed this big enter button. I'll click it. I love the echo effect you're going for, though.
Oh, yeah.
Since you're not muted in Discord.
Yes, give him shit, please.
I mean, but this is 720p, according to the settings.
Daryl's still going to judge you.
Let me see. Okay.
Yep.
We're not crashing. We're falling with style.
I have a feeling you watch a lot of cartoons.
That would be accurate. Dee, 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 dee.
Good job, Charles.
Mike probably doesn't agree, but...